Paul, your group was right there for 55 minutes, obviously. How did you see the finale to the way this one wrapped up?
Well, I liked our game, the first two periods, yeah, for sure, and chunks of the third. Thought we played a real hard game. It looked like we're supposed to look, and so that's a real encouraging sign. We couldn't close it out. We made a two or three mistakes with the puck in our end of the ice, and that was the difference for us. But there'd be most of this game will be pretty close to our game.
Paul, did you like the physical side of the group tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we defended right when we didn't have the puck. You know, I don't find it to be an overly physical game. Like, I think the Nashville games are physical. There's heavy both ways. There were some bumps, but our gap was right defensively, so there was a little bit more contact. That's a good thing.
Yeah, there's games, Paul, where maybe it almost seems inevitable when you can see a team on its heels, but it didn't look like you guys were playing that way at all.
No, I don't think so. I mean, we got first touch on two of the three. They're on our stick. We usually make good play with those things, and we didn't, so it cost you. And they got a good team. They finish and got fortune on their shots and move on.
Who's able to say just didn't get the third goal?
No, I mean, that's the way – that's for you to say, John. Not for – the coach doesn't get to say that. But we had enough looks in there to get that thing salted. But we've got to be able to hold a one-goal lead going into the third, and didn't hold the two. But our most solid road game of the year, I think. I didn't like the fourth line. I didn't like the first two shifts, so we changed. That's all. And I liked them better. I mean, Lowry's line stays closer together on the puck and might be a place that he can find some time.
He's a player who seems to go through these waves a bit. And just talking to him again, it's clear he knows he's not playing the way he can. How do you get him out of that funk?
Well, he's not shooting. Like, he's not scoring goals on the shots that he gets. They didn't give a lot of action in here tonight, but his 5-on-5 game is better than it was last year. That's just a fact. He scored 43, so we're pretty excited about it, or whatever his final number was. I got full faith and confidence that he's going to score, and until he does, we'll keep working on his game.
All that, the Troop is not known to be a big hitter, but that's as good and hard a clean hit as you can get.
Troop is a heavy, heavy defenseman, right? When he hits hard. And that's shoulders, and he's a strong, strong man.
Kapanen didn't have much room to shoot, but do you think Hellebuck might have been down 10 seconds too early?
Oh, shit, that's way above my pay grade. I don't even know why anybody put pads on for a living. No idea. Yeah, we have a full-time guy that handles that. I'm sorry for evading your question, but he's 6'9" or something like that. I think he can be on his knees and then handle it.
Does that... Obviously, it changes the way that Toronto looks with him out of the game, but does that almost maybe sometimes a team can rally around that?
I liked our game. You know, they got lots of good players. Got to play with injuries.